You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, the LEGO Foundation is teaming up with charities around the globe, including RNIB, to promote the importance of learning through play. The organisation's latest venture is LEGO Braille Bricks, a new concept of play-based methodology that aims to teach Braille to children who are blind or have a visual impairment. RNIB are the sole distributor of LEGO Braille Bricks in the UK, and in a moment we'll hear how educational establishments are able to get hold of this new resource from the charity. But first, let's hear from LEGO's Stina Storm, the foundation's senior play and health specialist, as well as David Clark, RNIB's director of services, who have worked with the organisation to create this new way of learning.
Well, of course, we've been working with RNIB for some time. RNIB came in actually early on in the project to help us develop the actual concept and test it with both, you know, teachers and children in the UK. So we really appreciated that. But our partnership also developed into the more technical aspects of actually putting the Braille bricks into production. All very exciting, and it's just such a great collective achievement that we're finally here. The bricks have been launched. Everyone's familiar with the LEGO bricks, and these bricks are not that much different. In fact, the only difference is, in fact, the studs. So we've changed the configuration of the studs to match Braille. And I'm sure David can tell us a lot more about that. Again, we're not the experts here, which is why we have, you know, been collaborating with a lot of different blind organizations, RNIB included.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure to work with Stina and her colleagues on this project. And it was a real pleasure for us to meet up a number of times and work with different stakeholders to kind of work the way through this. I think the critical thing here is this recognition, you know, as someone who's played with LEGO pretty much all my life, including up until today, I would add, is this bringing together of LEGO and Braille, which is kind of obvious when you look at the dots, but the way it's been done brings into play so many different aspects. So, you know, for me, for example, growing up as a blind child, you know, literacy and numeracy were so vital, and the amount of tools available to learn those important skills were very, very limited. And the beauty of these packs of, you know, 300 bricks is that not only do they contain the Braille letters, the numbers, the symbols to enable learn and play, but they also include the printed numbers, letters, and symbols as well. So it's a really inclusive experience. Yes, it is about learning and getting those really, really important literacy and numeracy skills, but it's also about play. And the fact that can be done inclusively and together with your peers is something that just would have been amazing for me growing up as a child.
There's 300 bricks in the English version. Of course, there's more bricks in other languages that have more letters in the alphabet. So the toolkit contains that number of bricks and the frequency by which the different letters are used, much like a set of Scrabble. So that's, in fact, all that's actually in the toolkit, along with three base plates on which you can actually build and read and write. So to go with this toolkit, we have developed a pedagogical concept based on learning through play. And we've done it very intuitively and with, you know, play-based activities in mind. So on the website, legobraillebricks.com, there are currently 90 activities that are subdivided into both pre-Braille and Braille skills, literacy and numeracy, but also those skills that are needed before you actually get to the stage of learning simple letters and numbers. So this concept is online, freely accessible to everyone, but only, of course, teachers and schools and institutions catering to the education of blind and visually impaired children can actually get the toolkits free of charge. They are not for sale.
Stina Storm from LEGO and David Clark from RNIB there. Now let's hear more about the availability of LEGO Braille Bricks from RNIB's Head of Consumer and Business Services, Alison Long, who joins me now. Hi to you, Alison.
Hi.
So let's talk about that distribution then. Stina was mentioning there that these will not be available for the general public to buy, but RNIB are providing them as an educational resource. Is that right?
That's right. So we're the UK distribution partner, which is great. So we are distributing the toolkits And also disseminating the teaching concepts to teachers and support staff. So the distribution is to local authority, sensory support services, and to special schools. So we've got, you know, lots of kits in our warehouse, and you know, we want to get those into the hands of children who will benefit from them. So there is definitely a kit for everybody who's in school and learning Braille or about to learn Braille. And we're, you know, engaging directly with those schools and sensory support services.
And what about big kids like me, Alison, who might want to get my hands on these? Can I buy them?
Sadly not. Okay. They're not available for sale. They're very much a learning resource. And so, you know, the toolkits are going out to those schools and sensory support services. But, you know, every child in the UK will get the opportunity to get their hands on one and benefit from it as a, you know, fantastic learning resource and, you know, inclusive classroom, you know, activities.
Now, Stina mentioned as well about legobraillebricks.com, where a number of the resources will be available for these Braille bricks. But is RNIB also providing resources?
So we're working very much with Lego Foundation on those resources. So, you know, the idea is that, you know, we put together a core resource pack that's available. And then, you know, as the toolkits are distributed around the world, you know, teachers, support staff, and children will create more resources, activities, and it will, you know, grow from there and take on a life of its own.
Alison Long, thank you for joining me on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
And for more information, do visit rnib.org.uk. You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio.